Hello, hello, and welcome to the first ever Out of the Box podcast. Yes, we're trying something new here at Somerset County Cricket Club. I'm Sam Dalling, and I'm sat alongside Somerset's Ben Warren and Todd Linley. We're deep in the bowels of Trent Bridge. It's dark outside. We've got nowhere to go but here. It's raining, but we have just watched a wonderful first day between Somerset and Nottinghamshire. Now, the idea here is we're just going to give you a bite-sized roundup, say what we saw, a bit of instant reaction from the day's play. You may well know that Somerset closed on 28 for 2 in response to Nottinghamshire's 256. It was Somerset skipper Tom Abel returning who put Nottinghamshire in. He was the only change from last week's draw against Warwickshire. He came in for George Bartlett. And Ben, it's fair to say that the opening throws of this game belonged to Nottinghamshire, really.
Yeah, it was a very after winning the toss, Somerset will obviously have been pretty disappointed to have not taken a wicket in that opening session. But yeah, credit to Hameed and Duckett. They complemented each other well, didn't they? Hameed took nearly an hour to get off the mark, but actually was doing his job perfectly. So for Somerset, there was obviously still a bit of stiff legs, I think, after the game last week with the outfield being so soft. But equally, they were a little bit unlucky. There was plenty of player misses, particularly in that first sort of 20 minutes. They could have easily picked up a couple of early ones. But 36 player misses across the whole innings is pretty high for a 72-over innings. So a little bit of unluck. But definitely as the innings went on, they were far more effective with the ball.
Yeah, there was a little bit of luck involved, I think, on all sides, really. I mean, Ben Duckett, he batted very much in the baseball mode. It was see ball, hit ball. Jack Leach came on, right? He had one ball to have a look at him. And this is England's top test wicket taker last year. Only two people took more test wickets in the world. And the locals around were kind of taking little bets on when they'd first see Ben Duckett's reverse sweep came out. Well, they only had to wait two balls. Second ball, down on one knee, reverse sweep, six runs, a 61 ball half century on the opening day of a county championship match. Hameed at the other end took a little bit longer to get going, 28 balls he faced without scoring a run. There were kind of ironic cheers when he mistimed a pull, bottom edge, picked up a couple. His first boundary was well worth watching, though, a lovely, lovely cover drive. It just shows, Todd, though, that there are two different ways to approach opening the batting. Not everyone is going down the baseball route.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, baseball's come in and you've seen the likes of Duckett make through the ranks from playing T20 into this really aggressive mode. I mean, he swept Jack Leach all over the park and played some beautiful shots. But also then, Hameed also played Test cricket. I can't forget that. And he played his way. He never got rattled at all, in my personal opinion. He played really well. Batted really in his own, kept himself within himself. And yeah, plugged away to 65 in a really, really efficient way. It was obviously a testament to the Somerset bowlers in the end to keep on going at them. Obviously no wickets in that first session, which was quite difficult for them. But coming back into it after lunch, there was just something else, really. Something special happened after the lunch.
Yeah, let's talk a bit more about that, because some real magic did happen, right? 164 for one, Nottinghamshire were 256 all out. Lewis Gregory, a career best, 18.5 overs, 7 for 84. Now, this was a man who had a really tough season last year. He's back. Fair to say he was managing his workload with those back issues that have caused him problems all the way through his career. His wickets came at an average of something like 52 last season. You have just run back, Todd, from speaking to him on the pitch side. What changed at lunchtime?
Well, Lewis was kind of saying that nothing was really said, especially after lunch. I mean, during the lunch break, sorry. Like, he was just saying that all they did was just sit down, got themselves to themselves. They've got so many good performers, or top performers in that dressing room, that it was like, we know what we need to do. And he had some salmon and potatoes, is what he told me, and he came out all guns blazing. I mean, to take five for in a session, like, I mean, Stuart Broad's probably the one that comes to mind, but Lewis Gregory can have these spells where he comes out and just takes wickets, and we saw it today. I mean, just looking, it's like three LBWs there, a couple caught behind, and it was a typical Lewis Gregory sort of like innings from him, just swinging it away, keep nibbling away, got his lengths really well. I think in the second session, what's the major difference was the fact that the Somerset bowlers found their lengths a lot better and were able to put the Notts batters in a particular spot where they couldn't score runs easily. I mean, there was a session, a spell with Pete Siddle before tea where he went for four maidens on the trot, which two of them were wicket maidens, which just shows that the bowling partnership and the pressure brings back wickets. And I think that's just the major point there in that second session, Sam, is that they just kept restricting the runs and bowled their perfect lines and lengths, really.
Yeah, that Siddle spell, I'm glad you mentioned it. He picked up the wickets of Stephen Mullaney, I think, was one of those, and Joe Clark as well. So that middle order that for so many years has been the kind of Nottinghamshire, you get them a few down, but that middle order scores runs, Peter Siddle said absolutely not today. And I'm glad that you mentioned Lewis Gregory. Actually, in comparison with Stuart Broad, okay, not quite at the same level, but Broad was one of his seven victims. And you've seen a lot of Somerset, Ben, over the years. You've seen a lot of Lewis, and we saw he is capable of those spells, and we saw two of them today. Eight overs, three for 31 first up, and then he came back later on in the day and picked up the last four wickets as well. He's sort of peerless in the county game when he's bowling like that.
Yeah, it was great to see. Again, his sort of journey has been pretty well documented, and you know, he's clearly not the bowler that he probably was 4 or 5 years ago, but that's not to say he can't still be effective. And you know, he's, as part of an attack that he's in, he needs to find his role in that, and I felt today he really did. You know, he, like Todd mentioned, he had a great sort of partnership there with Siddle in for a period there, but yeah, it's great to see. I mean, I think there was some, you know, one of those days where everything sort of went his way in that afternoon session, wasn't it? You know, there were a lot of LBWs, there were a lot of bits that were, you know, he wasn't really beating the bat, he was, all the edges were being found, and sometimes you just get on a roll like that as a bowler. So yeah, I think really pleased for him. I say if you look at his averages last year, they weren't a true reflection of his bowling performance, but then to make hay when the sun shines today was really pleasing for him.
Yeah, or when the sun shines between the rain, as it was up here today. I tell you what, it is a writer's nightmare, a day like today. Todd, I was all set for a lovely Ben Duckett piece, and I said to you, didn't I, at 4-4, I said, oh, I kind of want Lewis to get 3 or 4 more here, but this, it changes a lot, and bang, 500 words deleted. Changed the piece around. Look, late evening, Somerset had to come out and face what might have been 21 overs, actually. I think in the end it was 15, because they went off for bad light. Lost a couple of wickets. Let's talk about spells again, because Stuart Broad may not have been the man that took the two wickets, Tom Lamonby and Sean Dixon, but he was superb.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's a sort of a test bowler who's taken as many wickets as Stuart has to put on the pressure at one end. He was almost too good. I mean, he finished off with 5 overs, 5 runs, 3 maidens. It's the sort of pressure you want from one end, and then it allowed the other bowlers at the other end, Patterson and Hutton took both wickets. It just allowed them to kind of do what they do and kept kind of took the pressure off, really. Having a bowler of Stuart's caliber at one end really puts the pressure on the two batters in, and yeah, just allowed Hutton to just take those two wickets quite. One of them, very unlucky decision to say, as Gregory put it, very unlucky. Lammers was there, but it happens in professional cricket, they have to live by those decisions. And we find ourselves in 28 for 2 at the end of the day's play. It's not probably what we wanted to be, but it's not lights out yet for us. I reckon tomorrow morning will be a very key day.
Right, Ben, final word for you. Let's avoid, right, we're going to play a game on Out of the Box. We're not allowed to say it's a crucial first hour, right, because that is the cliche we're going to avoid. But Cam Bancroft, 21 not out. Tom Abel, the skipper, great to see him back, 3 not out. It's a crucial first hour, right?
Well, yeah. I guess the weather could play a part tomorrow. I think the forecast looks good for the weekend, but tomorrow we could see rain. So batting conditions could be fairly difficult. I guess we'll find out tomorrow truly how that first session in the match may cost Somerset. You know, it's great to see Somerset compete towards the back end of the day, and you know, it's just great to see them in a game here. But we will find out whether that first session will cost them. There is something in the pitch. There continues to be some nibble around in the pitch, so I don't think that's going to change over the course of the 4 days. I think the bowlers are always going to be in this one, so don't expect too many scores of 400 plus, but it could be a really interesting sort of task for Tom Abel and Cam Bancroft to see where they can take it in the morning.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it. Fingers crossed the weather forecast is wrong. Todd, Ben and myself are going to nip into the fine city of Nottingham to find ourselves some dinner. Thanks for listening to the first ever Out of the Box podcast. As I said at the top of the show, we're just experimenting here. We're going to have some different guests on. It might not be every day. We might have some players. We might have some ex-players. We might have some commentators. Who knows? All is up to play for, as is the case in Nottinghamshire versus Somerset. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll be back with you soon.